Exercise 2B, page 42.
Russian sounds. The balalaika. When you think of Russian folk music, the balalaika immediately comes to mind. This wonderful triangular-shaped string instrument from the 17th century is one of Russia's national symbols. The early balalaika was a very simple and cheap instrument to make and was very popular with poorer people who were living in the countryside. Many wealthy people looked down on the instrument and considered it more like a toy. However, in time, more musicians began to like it and to take it seriously. One 19th century musician by the name of Vasily Vasilyevich Andreev had become interested in the balalaika as a young boy and had learned to play it. Later, when Andreev was working as a musician in the salons of St. Petersburg, he began to write music for the balalaika and perform solo concerts with the instrument. He then created an orchestra with balalaikas of different sizes. It was so successful that the musicians performed at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1889. With this, the balalaika had found its place in modern music and had become popular even with the upper classes in Russia. It would soon become one of the country's national instruments and part of Russian identity.